Among the gravest contemporary instances of collateral damage were the sanctions enforced against Iraq between 1991 and 2003, and the slaughter of Afghan and Iraqi civilians in the wars waged by the United States after 9/11. On May 11, 1996, the CBS television program 60 Minutes made famous one of the more notorious statistics in the history of Iraqi-American relations. In an interview with then-Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, correspondent Leslie Stahl said, "We have heard that 500,000 children have died as a result of the sanctions in Iraq. That's more than died in Hiroshima." Then Stahl asked, "Is the price worth it?" Albright replied, "I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it." Osama bin Laden cited just this statistic as one of the reasons al-Qaeda attacked the U.S. on 9/11. In her 2003 memoir, Madam Secretary, Albright amended her comment this way. "I must have been crazy. I should have answered the question by reframing it and pointing out the inherent flaw in the premise behind it. Saddam Hussein could have prevented any child from suffering simply by meeting his obligations." Her clarification, however, was even more disingenuous than her earlier indifference to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of children. As a former ambassador to the United Nations, she was certainly fully informed about the sanctions program and its impact. During the Gulf War of 1991, the United States drove Iraq from Kuwait, but stopped short of invading Iraq itself. Nonetheless, President George H.W. Bush and his National Security Advisor, General Brent Scowcroft, were determined to do everything in their power to make post-war Iraq ungovernable, to stimulate revolt within the country, and to force Saddam Hussein from office. During the war itself, the United States dropped some 90,000 tons of bombs on Iraq in the space of 43 days, intentionally destroying the civilian infrastructure, including 18 of 20 electricity-generating plants and the water pumping and sanitation systems. Dr. Thomas Nagy, a professor at George Washington University, analyzed a large number of declassified Defense Intelligence Agency documents on the bombing and concluded that American officials were well aware that the purposeful destruction of Iraq's civilian water sanitation systems would cause increased outbreaks of disease and high rates of child mortality. The primary document, Iraq Water Treatment Vulnerabilities, dated January 22, 1991, argues that Iraq's rivers contain biological materials, pollutants, and are laden with bacteria. Unless the water is purified with chlorine, epidemics of such diseases as cholera, hepatitis, and typhoid could occur. Later documents state that the sanctions imposed after the war explicitly embargoed the importation of chlorine in order to prevent the purification of drinking water.